HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Fractured, a novel by Karen Slaughter, performed by Kathleen Early. Introduction. I was delighted to be asked to write introductions for the first four Will Trent novels. While many of my characters are created organically, in response to a story or theme I'm trying to explore, I wrote Will with very deliberate intentions, from his first introduction early on in Triptych, to his partnering with Faith Mitchell in Fractured, to being pulled into Sarah Linton's orbit in Genesis and deeper still in Broken. Every step Will took, every thought he had was part of a plan that was first created inside the Grant County world. Unlike Sarah or Jeffrey or even my standalone characters, Will was not created for a story. Will was the story. It's difficult to talk about the origins of Will Trent without revealing some massive spoilers about the Grant County series, if not actual plot points, then character arcs. So, reader, consider this a warning that I'm going to have an open and honest conversation about why I decided to stop writing about Grant County and why I created Will Trent. That is, as open and honest as you can expect from someone who has, for the last 17 years, made a living by telling stories. When I created Sarah, Jeffrey, and Lena in Grant County, I was fulfilling the old writer's edict that you should write what you know. I grew up in a small town, and from an early age, I understood intrinsically how small towns operated. In fact, small towns are universal whether they're in South Georgia or the south of France or South Friesland. There's always the same cast of characters, the rich families, the poor folk, the trashy people, the loose women, the hypocrites, and the criminals. To have something shockingly bad happen, like a murder or a serial rapist or a pedophile stalking children, in a seemingly normal, everyday setting, was part of my overall goal to hold a mirror up to not just small-town society, but society as a whole. Crimes feel more real, more personal, and more violent when they happen in small towns. While I enjoyed writing about something I knew, small towns, I think a writer's purpose should also be to write about what they want to know. And I want to know why and how violence changes victims, families, investigators, and communities. I suppose this curiosity came from growing up in Georgia during a particularly violent time in American life, no more so than in Atlanta, where a serial killer was abducting and murdering children from 1979 until 1981. While I lived about 40 minutes away from where these crimes were happening, I was very aware that my daily existence had changed in very real ways in response to these brutal serial murders. I no longer could ride my bike on certain streets. I was forced to check in with my parents throughout the day, and even at night on television, there was no respite. Commercials were constantly announcing the time on the half hour and asking viewers, "Do you know where your children are?" Some of my earliest recollections of telling stories come from this time period. I remember quite clearly waking up in the middle of the night, sneaking into my older sister's room, holding a flashlight under my chin and whispering, "Who's killing the children?" She would start screaming. I would get scared by her screaming and start screaming myself, and then I would start crying, and then my parents would come in and punish my sister for making me so upset. Anyone who has a sibling will understand this dynamic. It's never the baby's fault. Thus, you could say from a very early age, I was encouraged to tell stories that scare people. It was this love of fear-mongering that brought me to writing crime fiction, and more specifically, writing Sarah Linton. If there was any one thing that took me down the road to Grant County, it was Sarah. She's basically everything I am not. Tall, red-headed, a medical doctor, and a bossy older sister. What we have in common is the desire to understand why people do the horrible things they do. Sarah is in a unique position to study possible answers to this question. As a pediatrician, she sees the potential of life walk through her door every single day. As a medical examiner, she witnesses firsthand the destruction wrought by violent death. I've spent the last 17 years writing about Sarah and other strong women, and one dynamic has not changed. It's
Sample complete. Ready to continue?